Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Fragments on the mind. Adam's hold the mess.
All right, I'm here to tell you the truth. Not to mince words. And I'm sorry that this is so painful. I even bought into some of the hopium with Trump. I knew really how serious things were. And I saw the confidence of Nancy Pelosi and others saying he will be gone, doesn't matter what he does. And I understood what that meant. And I tried to stop it. But now I need to explain to you that we have gone over the edge of the cliff. And things are just going to get a lot more intense after this. Let's get our best call screener in there, if we can, if he's here yet. I know he helps produce the nighttime show with Owen Schroyer. And I'm being sarcastic when I say call screener. I've always prided myself on that we don't have a call screener. Real call screeners in talk radio literally just get the type of calls they want and steer the discussion the way they want to go. Not on topic, but on people they agree with. The view they want. I don't do that. I love callers that disagree. All I want is a good, clear phone line and to dispense with the pleasantries and just get right to your point. So ahead of Jay Dyer being in studio with us, I do want to take some phone calls. I just hate, we got like a phone system that can take 1,000 phone calls a second, can get into the line. One time we had like 25,000 calls in an hour. That's how many calls we get. It's a good problem to have. Let's put 7 phone calls on the board, specifically on what they think of what I've said about false flags coming, the left everywhere saying they're going to arrest us en masse, they want this war with us, do you agree it's meant to cause a civil war, it's a globalist operation to take the U.S. out of the equation, so there's no example of a free country when they bring in world government. I mean, I want to get your take on that. I want to hear from you. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And let's do first-time callers for folks that have not been able to get on the show. First-time callers, 877-789-ALEX. Or if you're on an internet or internet international phone that doesn't do 1-800s, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. I want to take your calls. And listen, I don't like coming to somebody and saying, hey, you need to go home. We just got a call. You're not answering your phone. Your dad just got killed in a car wreck. Or I don't like getting a call and going and telling a family member, hey, grandma's dead. But it's our job to do this. And if we're not honest, yeah, I hadn't seen my grandmother in probably 6 months, my dad's mom. Gosh, I guess she's been gone. My son was 2 years old. He's 18 now. So I guess she's been gone. He's about a year and a half old, I guess 17 plus years. And I called my dad that afternoon before she died the next day. And I said, we got to go see Meemaw. He goes, you know, funny you said that. I feel like we need to go see her. And then I was on Coast to Coast AM till like 4 in the morning. And my dad got there at like 7. He said, let's go. I was laying there in the bed. He came to my house. I said, back then I was younger. I couldn't get out of bed when I was tired. Now I have no problem doing it. I found myself to get up instantly. And I said, no, no, no. And I went and finally got up. And I had a beer for breakfast. And I had one more for dessert because I was really tired and only had like 2 hours sleep. I'm just joking. And then I got in the car and I'm driving East Texas. And 30 minutes before I get there, he calls and says, I just got there when she died. And you missed it. See, so there's that invisible internet that the enemy knows about. Spiritual. And they are so pissed they want to control it. They don't. They'll never dominate us because it's real. All that ether is out there. And, you know, my grandmother's alive. Her soul's real. And I'll be with her one day. And it'll be so spectacular we can't even imagine what it's like. Next level. Talk about 5G, 6G, 10G. How about trillion G? That's what God operates on. Unlimited infinity G. Be right back. Stay with us. Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In this journey, there's no final destination. There's only the next one. In the pursuit of perfection, the only thing that counts is the journey itself, the pursuit itself, and those who give their lives to it. This moment and the focus required to seize it. This fight and the commitment required to face it. Because there's no such thing as perfect. There's only the relentless pursuit of perfection. That is our cause. That is what makes us a team. And that is why we're still here. So, once more into the fray, to live and die on this day.
So, Tom Brady won his 7th Super Bowl, and they're just calling him a cross between Hercules and Apollo. He's being worshipped. But again, it's only a game at the end of the day. But we understand that human competition and human striving is what makes us great. So in a way, it's very wholesome. Men competing against each other, women competing against each other. But onto this, they add all the globalism. They add the propaganda. They add the anti-family, the racial separation messages. So they know you hunger for this competition. And then they show the so-called black quarterback for the Kansas team, the Kansas City team, who's about as white as I am. And the media says it's racist that Tom Brady won. So that means Ronald McDonald's black, too. He's got curly hair. All of it is the attempt to project onto anything and everything going on. Racial division. Remember, AOC said, don't grow cauliflower. She saw cauliflower growing at a New York community garden. And she said, it's white. Cauliflower's from Africa, you dumb monster. What does it matter what color it is, whether it's purple or black or brown or green or red, if it tastes good, it's nutritious. But that's total mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. But she's not mentally ill. I mean, she's projecting it onto you. So I saw a Paul Joseph Watson article this morning at InfoWars.com saying Tom Brady winning Super Bowl is racist. Oh, this is a joke. So I read about 20 tweets by black people saying it. I didn't believe it. I went to their accounts. They were serious, and I read hundreds more. They said it's so insulting he beat a black man. There was a lot of black men helped Tom Brady win that Super Bowl. And I'm telling you, they were black, folks. The quarterback, I guess it's a gimmick, kind of like, who's the leader, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter? He's totally white. And you got that other white lady said she was black, and she said have one drop of African in her. I mean, folks, this is insane. Because, you know, Brady had at least like a half-white team with the New England Patriots. Says, oh, God, it's white people winning. But his Buccaneers team's almost all black. What the hell does it even matter what color he is? But this is the mental illness. I thought the tweets had to be a joke. But it's all about the fact that he wasn't ashamed of President Trump, who was a fan before he was president. Oh, and they said it wasn't really, he wasn't a good quarterback. It was the system. It was the New England Patriots. It was Belichick, all that. So it's this idea that, A, men are bad, but, oh, white men are really bad. And so I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched the Super Bowl in probably 5 years. This is a distraction from a serious war. But I got off the air last night, went home, ate dinner with the family, had it on the background. And then once they slaughtered him, I didn't even watch the end of it because it was just such a collapse by the other team. And they're like, look, the black quarterback's losing. Dude, that other quarterback had whiter skin than I do. I mean, I guess I'll curl my hair and say I'm black. But it doesn't even matter. It's like, what the hell does that have to do with anything? What color a quarterback is. It's how good they play. You know, if Tom Brady was a black guy, he would be just as famous or probably more so, and I would still think he was an amazing quarterback. See, I feel good about myself because of my own personal successes, not because, like, oh, my skin's pink. But that's mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about colors I like. There's nobody that's the color I like. I like green. My dad knows that. He gave me a green watch. Maybe I'm a Martian. I mean, I got a purple shirt on, folks. I like purple people. I like eggplant. This is mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. I got a black microphone. What does that mean? I like how it looks. Back in the day, nobody had black microphones. Everybody copies me. 70% are black in the NFL, but it's not enough. You got to make it racial. Hey, let's make it politically correct. Let's not make it about who's the best. Let's make it about color. Okay, well, if the country's this is 13% black, only 13% of the NFL can be black, not 70%+. But I know you all know that, but it's the way they project. Yeah, what's that idiot's name? Sean King. No African blood. I mean, just look at him. But he takes on the identity of black people so he can raise hundreds of millions of dollars. And then who's the other lady? The blonde-haired lady that, like, frizzes her hair out and puts what's her name? Rachel Dolezal. Yeah. I mean, it's sick, folks. It's absolutely sick. And it's mentally ill. But I'm digressing. I'm almost out of time in this segment. I wanted to illustrate, let's just keep rolling it. Tom Brady knows that it's not as bad as the flu or pneumonia, knows that it's a hoax, refuses to wear his mask at the beginning, after the game, and they're so mad at him, he did that on purpose. That makes me like Tom Brady way more than the fact that he is the greatest of all time, no doubt in the NFL. He's now the greatest of all time, not being a coward like the other white dude posing as a black dude on the other team that got his ass ran over. Maybe if you'd have had a black quarterback, you would have not lost. They got some real black quarterbacks, and another quarterback's great. But my point is, I mean, he was like throwing passes when he's being tackled that people are catching. Yeah, I mean, look at this, ladies and gentlemen. There's Rachel Dolezal or whatever the hell her name is. But this is all the globalists trying to get us to infight with each other. Yeah, there's the black quarterback. And, I mean, you know he's – look at that hair. He's getting that curled, folks. He's in there hours a week getting it all like that. So he can say he's black. What was his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy black? And that goes to some of the Southern racism, where if you had one drop of African blood, you weren't white. Who the hell? He's a human being. He's not a bad guy. But it's total mental illness to say Tom Brady's racist because it's Black History Month. That was the other big thing. I can't believe it. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to lay out the reality of Joe Biden shows up at the game via Jumbotron. He's booed. And then you've got this Bruce Springsteen ad who is anti-Trump, anti-American, now about unity and we need to come together. They want you to hold on to a flag while they bury America. We're going to cover this PSYOP when we come back. By the way, it was sold out for 3 months, activated charcoal, naturally fluoride-free, no additives, no preservatives, incredible, concentrated activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, my dad, at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's great concentrated toothpaste, and it funds operation. I'm really, really proud of it. And sold out, but now back in stock, the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system, back in stock. It's an essential nutrient, and it funds the InfoWar, which makes it a win-win. Back in stock, 97%. Reviews, 4.9 stars. Winter sun for your immune system, your body's defenses. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it with Ultra 12, super concentrated, high-quality B12. Also great for your whole body's functions and immune system. For 40% off in a combo, and get Ultra 12 by itself 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hate it. They support the operation. We'll be back with the rest of the Super Bowl and then your phone calls.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Obama, they all bought houses right on the beach, and none of them got flooded. Okay, I'm taking phone calls right now. Here in just a few minutes, I want to finish up with the NFL talk. Because, I mean, here's the deal. Part of me gets mad at Bread and Circus and gladiatorial events, because men that should be involved in their own lives, standing up for themselves, spend all their time obsessing on sports. Is it simulated combat instead of actually living their own lives? But sports are good for people. Sports get people to take action. Sports are about competition. There's a lot of good things, but I don't like what's attached to sports, the whole globalist agenda. But yesterday was so revealing with Tom Brady, the greatest of all time in the NFL, not wearing his mask, being criticized, the losers wearing their mask, calling out the fraud. And then you had Joe Biden on the Jumbotron, up there telling everybody, wear your mask, social distance, have a moment of silence, and people weren't booing and yelling at the people that have died of COVID, which is probably about 20,000 people. Everybody else died of something else. They just counted as that. They were yelling at Joe Biden, forcing himself in as this leader, telling you that you're under his control. So here's a little clip from somebody's cell phone of the Jumbotron overlooking everyone with Biden all dressed up in his suit, again, forcing himself in to the event. Here it is. Once the booing started, they cut the live feed. We were able to find where the booing actually happened. So there are people rejecting this mummy who's virtually there telling them what to do with a bunch of fear that they're dirty, they're bad. Get tested. The tests are fake. Create higher numbers. Take your vaccine. How is he a doctor? How is Bill Gates a doctor? How are they doing this? So there's the real ad you need to see. It's Tom Brady. Like 30 million views on Twitter. 20-something million views on YouTube without even looking. I just saw two versions this morning. With the vast majority, the same amount of people that watched the Super Bowl, praising Tom Brady not wearing a mask, cutting through the fraud, cutting through the lies, just like that grocery store in Naples, Florida. And then I saw this. I said, is that Bruce Springsteen last night? I was watching. Bruce Springsteen has attacked Trump, said Trump's un-American, attacked the Second Amendment, attacked our borders, attacked the existence of our country. He's a dirtbag, leftist, icon, globalist. And then he runs this Jeep ad with all these crosses and all this iconography, like Jeep is Christian and Jeep is good and, oh, come to the middle. Well, when they move the Overton window to pedophilia and world government and globalism and America's bad, the middle now is America just sucks. The left is death to America. So used to it was like, you know, God, country, conservatism, capitalism, patriotism. And the middle was like, well, you know, I'm an international person and I don't think America's that good. To the left, well, let's just, you know, sell America out. To now they moved it way over here to, well, America can maybe exist a little, but we're going to destroy part of it. To, no, America must die. And so you watch this sickening ad with Bruce Springsteen dressed up like he's, you know, this big cowboy, and he's this big patriot, he's this loner out in the middle of the Midwest, and he's this good, decent person, and America's been through all this, let's come together. When what he represents, what General Motors now represents with their leftist garbage, when they did those campaign ads for Biden, had the virtual meetings with Biden, where there weren't people there, there were GM vehicles, like the Autobots. Autobots transform and roll out. I am Optimus Prime. I come from Cybertron. They are sitting there doing this, and so now he's this John Wayne character, the good man, and he's going to bring America together in the middle of the road, neither hot nor warm, so I spit you out of my mouth. And oh, yes, General Motors, Jeep. I'll never buy another Jeep. I bought my dad a Jeep like 10 years ago as a birthday present when he was like 60. Yeah, I will never... Never, ever, 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 ever. I'm ashamed I even ever bought Chevy products. This is the disgusting, sycophantic behavior of these people. And it's Bruce Springsteen riding around like he's John Wayne. He supports taking your guns. He supports breaking it. He supports transgender stuff in the bathrooms with your kids. He hates Trump. Look it up. Oh, but now he's the good guy going to bring you together. He's Bruce Springsteen. He's the spirit of America. Here is this disgustingly condescending ad. Got driving around his old Jeep, got cowboy boots on.
There's a chapel in Kansas, standing on the exact center of the lower 48. It never closes. All are more than welcome.
Lord,
to come meet here in the middle.
Oh.
It's no secret. The middle has been a hard place to get to lately.
Oh, yeah.
Between red and blue, between servant and citizen.
What a good person.
Between our freedom and our fear. Now, fear has never been the best of who we are.
Shows these empty cities.
For freedom,
that they did.
It's not the property of just the fortunate few. It belongs to us all.
Not just the fortunate few. It's the globalists funding the racial discrimination, the separation of Black Lives Matter. They all do it. Then, oh, we're the heroes bringing unity together after we just gang raped your ass. Let's continue with Bruce Springsteen.
Just the fortunate few. It belongs to us all.
Ugh.
Whoever you are, wherever you're from, it's what connects us. And we need that connection. We need the middle.
I mean, what a fake.
We just have to remember the very soil we stand on is common ground. So we can get there. We can make it to the mountain.
John Wayne walking down. Oh, yeah.
Through the desert. And we will cross this divide. Our light has always found its way through the darkness. And there's hope.
He helped steal the election.
On the road. Up ahead.
He's a cowboy. Oh, there's hope on the road ahead. You're taking all your jobs, shutting your power off, shutting your Keystone pipeline down. But just trust Bruce Springsteen. Just trust him and trust Jesus. Funded Joe Biden. Oh, the road ahead. Everybody ought to burn their Jeeps. Seriously. What a joke. What another Hollywood fraud. You're going to burn in hell, Springsteen. Burn in hell.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Can we sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it? We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
So, we are just counting down here. Counting down. Oh, is this Elvis? Let's hear a little bit of this. We're counting down to the false flag.
Session 2, take 7.
Next hour, I'm going to premiere the proof of them coming for you and me. At least you know they're coming. A little less talk, a little more action. I guess that's what the left wants to give us. Is preparing massive false flags. It's a pretext for Soviet-style purge. Watch live. Woo! And just watch it all happen. We won't be on air then. But you'll remember it in your head.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about.
song. Let yourself go.
Just do like I do. There ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby. Anybody can do it. All you gotta do is just
let yourself go.
Woo!
Just throw your arms around me real tight. Shotgun shack out in the middle of the woods. My lady, listen to this.
You ain't got no place.
It's a case of Jack Daniels.
Just put your arms around me.
Real tight.
Tight. Enjoy yourself, baby. Don't fight. Oh,
I'm going to stop being mad. I'm not going to drink any. I'm joking. Oh, let ourselves go into war, too. That going to be fun, a little bit of civil war. Kind of the same type of deal, isn't it? Woo! Once it's going on, nobody's scared no more, except those people that are dying. When the killers come, when the dying starts, when the praying to mommy starts, don't look like the left's much ready for a war, but they sure want one because they ain't ever been in one. All right, I didn't know they were going to play that old bumper music. That's I like me some Elvis. I apologize for ranting here. We got Catherine. We got Pastor Sam. We got Harry. We got Tyler. We got Terry. We got Kevin. We got Steve. We got James. We got Chris. We got Mike and Russell. We got 20-something callers, and I said I want 7 on that board because I don't want to keep people on hold, but let's just go to them now while we sit here waiting for that big old juicy false flag terror attack so they can start that civil war and break this country up real nice. And if you think those poor two FBI agents getting killed was sad down in Florida last week, well, it'll be 100 times that, which I don't want. But the globalists want it. And your bosses are going to send you right into that. But don't worry, we got patriots think it's time for war, too. Pastor Sam, I see you strongly disagree with me. This is not the time to lie down. You know, Pastor Sam, I didn't say lie down. I said if the cops are coming to confiscate guns at your house, it's a good idea to not be waiting for them and kill them because they've been brainwashed. I get at a certain point it's going to start up here, but that's not lying down. I'm saying the target isn't the police. So if they get the police to come for our guns, I'm a big boy, I'm a smart boy, then I would want to go after, which I'm not saying do, the actual people that were running the show. But you call that lying down. Tell me, Pastor Sam, how to be a man. Tell me how to do it.
Well, I know you said to dispense with the niceties, but first I'm going to tell you.
Tell me how to be a man, Sam!
I'm going to tell you that I love you and that I'm a prayer partner for what you're doing. And I followed you for 20 years. I was standing right beside you when we got attacked at the Beto rally in Austin with our guns on. They slammed right against our bodies before the police finally showed up.
That was
up
a giant horde of Beto people.
Yeah.
Years ago.
That
so
was
just,
crazy.
Listen, I got a lot of callers. I got a lot of callers. Make your point.
GospelGunslingers.com. I'm teaching from the Bible about self-defense and about self-government.
You said you strongly disagree with me. Tell me what it is.
Okay, 2 years ago, Rodney Howard Brown, false prophet, called for revolt and armed rebellion, and you went along with him, and I told you you were wrong then. He did it again 1 year ago. I told you you were wrong then, and now he's nowhere to be seen when we really need to stand for our lives.
I did not see Rodney Howard Brown call for a national rebellion.
Well, he's on your show and did it. And I even called in and told you that you were out of line on that. And I
okay, so now I'm okay. Now I'm back because I do want a war. Okay, I didn't really remember that, but okay. Listen,
fine.
Hey, brother, we're on the show. This isn't about tit for tat and sitting there who's good, who's bad, any of this. Will you just please tell me what your view is on what's currently happening?
I'm not saying that the police should be attacked. What I will say is that the police are worthless right now as far as enforcing
and don't
the law.
Worry. They're going to lose everything they got, and the whole country's going to burn. I get it. So don't worry.
The police
you're not
going
to have to sit back and hurt the cops. They're going to lose everything they got.
The military is not doing what they need to be doing. They're waiting for us. And you say that Trump's not the president. I agree. But we can draft him to be the president. He's the president that America.
No, he was elected. He is the president.
Yes, sir.
I'm just telling you, he is isolated and cut off. Look, I appreciate your call, Pastor Sam. I can't argue this all day. I did not say that we shouldn't defend ourselves. I said they're trying to start a civil war. And if everybody that wants one, you're going to probably get it. I think you probably will all get it. So, okay. I'm just, you understand the left will be destroyed in this, but they've been set up. It's meant to destroy the country. And I get it. I get it. Maybe the country needs to be gone. Okay. I mean, we're a demonic nation. Let's not lie about that. I'm just saying that. I'm here just exposing the globalist operation and trying to get smart people in the system, private citizens, government, corporations, you name it, to think about how dangerous things are and to get outside the whole, you know, this group versus that group situation, because this country is under judgment. Catherine in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi there. Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead. Welcome.
Good. Okay. I want to make a point about the January 6th event. For all these people that think there was just Trump supporters, for 5 years there was a counter-protest at every Trump event. I just want to ask these people that want to just blame Trump people, where was their counter-protest that day? That January 6th event was planned for over 2 months. Where was the police line and Antifa BLM counter-protest that day? There wasn't any. I wonder where they are. And I just want to make that point. Ask yourself one question. Where was the counter-protest on January 6th?
Well, let me answer your question, Catherine. I'll hold you over if need be. Did everybody see my Saturday show or the Sunday show? It's called The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election. It's a 25-page article, Time Magazine. And I know the players, I know that it's basically an accurate article. They brag how the powerful elite stole the election and how they basically stood down in the Capitol that day knowing we'd tear things up. We'd never torn things up. They had their provocateurs in there to then lead a few Q people into it. It's all in the article at the end. They admit the whole thing, how they snookered us and how they did that and how they walked us right into the trap. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, I read the article. I've been watching conservative news all over the place, freaking out about it, thinking like it's a big deal. They're bragging because they got away with it. They know they have no accountability. But I'm talking about these people, like there's certain people on YouTube that are saying like it's a conspiracy, it was just Trump people, But I'm asking them, like, where was their protest that day? And I don't think those people understand that these people just brag out in the open what they're doing, you know? So
I mean, listen, I saw the footage later because I only got there like 30 minutes or actually a couple hours into the Capitol thing starting, but 30 minutes after they breached it, roughly. And it was like skinny jeans, guys in black, mask on, attack, attack, it's your time. And most of the crowd, 99%, was like, what? No way. In fact, Patriots tried to beat them up and stop them. So you're absolutely right. Let's finish up, Catherine, your point briefly when we come back about civil war, the insurrection they're trying to provoke. How do we stop that? Some will say, oh, Jones, you don't want a civil war? You saw how that went on January 6th. It's going to be led by a bunch of provocateurs. They're going to set off truck bombs at daycare centers and blame it on us.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Alex Jones Show, yours truly. Then the War Room, Owen Stroyer, weekday mornings. Harrison Smith and American Journal, the big call-in show. Hey, I know Pastor Sam. I've met him. He's probably been a guest of the show 3 or 4 times. Friends with Owen. He actually worked with InfoWars as a camera guy. I know who he is. Then to remind me, I saw on the board that it said, oh, disagrees we shouldn't lay down. I didn't say that. I literally am not kissing the police and military's ass. I told you they'll take orders pretty much from whoever they're told on average. We're in trouble unless we affect the battle space and educate them. I just said they want to kick a civil war off that brings down the local infrastructure to collapse the economy and bring the UN in. The civil war is the goal. This is not a leftist takeover. It is a globalist civil war they're triggering. That's a guarantee. And so I'm just trying to stop this. This is real, okay? I know it's going down. They admit it now. At the bottom of the next hour, we're going to air a special report that details this. It's one of the most important ever. John Bounty put another report out that's very important. They want your guns at Band.Video. Just went live literally minutes ago. Catherine, though, specifically, you say civil war insurrection is what they're trying. I agree with you. How do we stop it? Or what's going to happen next?
Like, once the vaccine, like, gets everyone's perspective, a whole bunch of people are going to die, and they're going to blame Trump and Warp Speed for it. Because Biden obviously is not going to take the blame. I have a feeling that's going to kick the whole war off, because because there's going to be a lot of Trump people, a lot of old people. A lot of people are going to die from this vaccine, and they're going to blame Trump and Warp Speed.
But you know, that's a good point. I'm going to go to the next person. But, I mean, here's the deal. Trump really failed buying into the vaccines. He thought he could reopen the economy that way. He said old folks shouldn't take it. You know, or maybe they should. Young people shouldn't. But he put provisos in. But I agree that was one of his biggest failures. And yeah, they now have confirmed that if you take the mRNA Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, or some of the other ones, four of them, that it causes an autoimmune response later to any regular cold and will kill you. So, yeah, they are real. This is big, folks. And I, she's a really smart caller. I was thinking this morning, how are they going to spin the millions of deaths that are going to be caused from this? Because it's already happening. How are they going to do it? They're going to call it another strain and claim another strain's doing it and set the test, the PCR test, which they set falsely to be able to cover that up. So that'll be the second wave that Gates talked about in 6 months, a year. He said that'll kill 10 times more. It'll be a real weapon is that you've taken the vaccine. Now the regular cold virus causes autoimmune response and kills you. Man, that's sophisticated. Yeah, South Africa just suspended the AstraZeneca one, saying it just doesn't work, not even in 5%. France is suspending it. Australia suspended it because it's all a lie, but they don't care. They're rolling forward only for America and Europe. My God, this is big, folks. I haven't figured out every angle of it, but it's big. Thank you, Catherine. Harry in Oklahoma has a COVID-19 personal experience. Harry, get right into it, brother.
Alex, how's it going, man? Thanks for having me on there.
I mean, I feel like I'm like a commentator at the end of the world or something. I don't even feel like I should be on air. It's so insane. I feel like I should be with my family.
I mean, that's what it's looking like right now. You know, end times are coming.
So. Yeah. So tell us what happened to you, brother. Thanks for calling.
Of course. The COVID thing, or that's what they say anyway, right? It was a PCR test at the local health department. Well, I went to go call the actual lab because they sent it off to a different lab to be tested. I called the lab and I asked them what the cycle threshold was on their testing, and they said it was 40. And so that means they multiplied whatever they found.
Yeah, for those that don't know, almost all tests are positive at 40 or higher amplitudes.
Right, right. And I think that's like 240 times multiplied, whatever they find in there. And so right away, you know, I know that it's ridiculous. But then the state called me, doing their contact tracing thing. And I was going over my symptoms, and I said, you know what? I really think it was just a case of the flu. And she goes, yeah, that's what it is, you know, the flu. And I laughed, it made me laugh, so... It's just crazy, man, with what's going on with the testing.
Well, notice they say flu's at an all-time 130-year low. It's just nowhere now because they count all flu as COVID. And what's crazy is every nurse and every doctor I talk to says that they know it's true. I have family that works at the VA. I'm going to leave it at that. Some distant family. Well, I'm close to them, but they're a distant family, cousin-wise. And they're like, yeah, we've had one death in the VA the last year here in this major city, but still we wear spacesuits and still COVID's real, Alex, and you should worry about it. And I go, really, how many flu deaths you had? Oh, hundreds, all these old vets dying. I mean, it's just the logic is dead with these people.
Well, we're on the CDC website where they post for only 6% of the deaths, you know, the comorbidities, they at the very bottom, they include hundreds of these ICD-10 codes that says all other conditions and causes, and one whole section is about mental disabilities. I'm like, how does a mental disability cause a COVID death? You know, it's mind-boggling.
Brother, they could have put out a real weapon. They do this with fraud to get everybody used to going along with fraud. That's why they attack logic. That's why they have huge men that I'm not as strong as. They're like obviously Schwarzenegger types. Or Lou Ferrigno types in women's weightlifting, wrestling, boxing, jujitsu, and like these are huge dudes. Would be a gorilla in a field house. Like these dudes would be gorillas when I played football in Dallas. Like they're the linemen of the and they're literally in rings with little girls smashing their heads in the ground. And we're saying, oh, aren't they little girls? They don't even have freaking pigtails on, man. It's like that South Park episode where Macho Man's beating up little girls. And so they know what they're doing. So obviously you're calling to this show, Harry. Great job. Are other folks waking up?
I think so. In fact, I'm glad you asked because I went to Band Video and I was downloading all of your videos because it's set to download. And I was cutting them up myself and sharing them on TikTok. And I racked up about a quarter of a million views before they banned my page. But I'm glad I was able to do that, you know, sort of share your message as well.
Well, you understand that you're the key. And I don't just say this. When the audience re-uploads, gets another cell phone, uses a web server, an anonymous system, then you can keep doing it from the same phone over and over again. Just keep creating new accounts, keep rebuilding them, keep, you know, every time they blow it away, it's okay, rebuild it again, and that's how we're reaching new people. I don't even want to say on air where we're really reaching people right now, but let's just say, well, the enemy already knows, but underground stuff in China, we're huge. We're talking 100 million views a day. India, 100 million views plus a day. On underground channels, hundreds of millions on the public channels. And people are like, well, you don't make any money off China or India. I don't give a rat's ass. They're humans with souls. I want to reach them. So I get a thrill. And the globalists already know this. They had articles like, Jones got 50 million views in Hungary last week. He's got to be banned. So we are devastating them because of people in Romania and Hungary and the Czech Republic and Germany and Russia and Japan and Africa, you know, countries. We're huge in Africa, which, again, I make no money off Africans. I don't care. I love the fact that in Nigeria and the fact in Congo and the fact in South Africa and everywhere. And it's because of you, Harry. It's because of you. God bless you. You have no idea what you're doing, folks. We are overriding the AI together. It is beautiful. That's the modern war we're part of. Okay, InfoWars has exploded in India. Let's go ahead. It's been big for a while. But good luck, New World Order. Oh, my goodness. Let's take another caller. Who's up next? Let's talk to Tyler about the Catholic Church role in the reset. Well, yeah, I mean, the new pope is basically Satan on earth. Give us your view, Tyler.
Hey, Alex, let me give you a quick plug. Been on Vital Mental Fusion now for about a month. It's changed my life. Think straight, sleep good, all that stuff. So I don't want anybody to get offended, and I feel like people do this a lot. You know, that when you kind of talk about their religion, they tend to take it very personal, and we don't need to do that. Because in the Bible, in Revelation, it talks about you know, all the sheep will come from different flocks, you know, when the time comes. So your particular denomination is not going to matter. So don't get offended. And we all know how corrupt the Catholic Church is and how much influence they've had on the world for hundreds of years. So when you read in Revelation and you start talking about the end, you know, persecuting Christians, you know, we're not going to be able to buy and sell. The Catholic Church has already talked about this in the New Green Deal. Mandate and a specific day of worship. So I'm not going to get into theology and denominations and particular beliefs and stuff like that. But if you read Ezekiel chapter 20 and it talks about.
Stay there. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back, finish your call, take a few more. And then I've got this report we're going to air while we're getting Jay Dyer in the seat in here. They want your guns. Very powerful by John Bound, who has really upped his game. He's always done a great job. But now things get more intense. He's up his game. Because you never know if it's the last InfoWars broadcast. I never used to talk like that, did I? Every show is a blessing now. We appreciate you magnifying it. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. In nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.